Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. This morning, while doing my usual AM yoga postures, which is sun salutes for all you yogaholics out there, I was in downward facing dog when I just start cracking up. I just get a kick out of myself sometimes in the things that I'm thinking or the things that I'm doing. Well, yoga is Hindu and is defined as an experience of contemplation to affect the human soul with the Supreme Being, meaning God. I can tell you straight up that I do yoga because of the way it makes me feel, and not necessarily the way it's supposed to be done, which is in a quiet, hushed mode. Twangy music in the background is just not for me, and it makes it difficult for me to connect in the way that yoga is meant to be experienced if I don't like the music. So there I was in Downward Facing Dog listening to Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. If my former yoga instructor only knew that I crank up rock and roll tunes when I'm yoging out, she would probably have a yoga tack. Well, if I can't concentrate during Hindu music, but I can during a rock and roll classic that is about spiritual rebirth, that is about transformation, that is about the beyond, that is about having no fear, then that's what I'm going to do. Heck, the song was written by lead guitarist Donald Roser, who's also known as Buck Dharma. And Dharma was very clear about his inspiration for this song and what the song meant when he wrote it, contrary to popular fearful belief. Therefore, Don't Fear the Reaper is my usual song of choice early in the morning when I'm yoging out. I want to start off my day with a bang, with no fear and just all out ram jamming. My point? Folks, just live your life and go nuts having fun with it. If you're living your life for appearance's sake and doing things that don't even resonate or rhyme with your spirit, what the heck are you doing? If you're living your life with the approach and attitude of what others think, what the heck are you thinking? Believe me, folks, everyone is in their own little world trying to figure out their own dang self, and they are not sitting around contemplating you. Yeah, that statement really is as self-absorbed as it sounds. Just live your life, folks, and throw out that for appearance's sake load of bull. If you are living a life for appearance's sake, then who do you think is really the one carrying a load of bull? Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.